Hey there, welcome to Sharkcast Pod, a podcast dedicated to the greatest sporting club in the history of the world, the mighty Cronulla Sutherland Sharks. This show is proudly brought to you by Dyson Logistics, the Royal Motor Yacht Club at Port Hacking, and Jason Hawes at Cripps & Cripps. Please support the sponsors that support this show. Find us at Sharkcast Pod on the social medias. You can write to us, sharkcastpod@gmail.com. Subscribe for free on all your favourite podcast apps. Bringing you a short, sharp episode tonight, reviewing the game that happened a few hours ago, the trial match, the Cronulla Sutherland Sharks winning 36-28 against the dastardly St. George Illawarra Dragons. The game was played down at Shark Park, the only match scheduled to be there this year, and it was a real joy to be back down there watching a game of football with other people around. And there's something very special about that ground, which I know you all know because you're all Sharks fanatics. But even with the construction going on, it's not the prettiest of sights. It was just so comforting to be there. And even visually, you know, we're there to watch football. We're not there to see a sparkly skyline for the moment. And if I was the club, I'd be doing everything I can to get back down to Shark Park as soon as possible. They're talking about 2022. That's fantastic. If you can get there sooner, break a contract, do what it takes, because playing at Shark Park, even if it was in front of 8,000 people instead of 16 to 20, I'd rather have 8,000 there than 8,000 at Kogarah. And that's just my opinion. My opinion represents no one but myself, but wonderful to be down at Shark Park. Wonderful. Healthy turnout as well. A lot of people lining up to be there for the 5 o'clock gates opening. People excited about the season and just happy to have football back. It is a different season because so many people missed out on going to the games last year due to COVID and the restrictions and lifestyle and lack of money. And I think there's a bit of buzz in the air at the moment in Sydney. Apologies to our Melbourne friends at the moment. Just to watch a game of football at your home ground. So well done to the Sharks for hosting the game today. The mighty Cronulla Sutherland Sharks winning 36-28. We will be recapping this show in depth next week, but I thought I'd throw out a short, sharp review right now of what I saw in the flesh with my old, old eyes. In between now and the next episode, I'll get to watch it again on ko/nrl.com. A whole bunch of you watched it there already, so Matt Russell and Blocky calling the game, and I look forward to watching the replay. But it was a real thrill for me to be back at Shark Park this evening. The game kicked off at 5:30, still really, really hot, humid day in Sydney, particularly in the afternoon. And the players did pretty well, I thought. There was some drop ball and errors and that kind of thing, but for a first hit out, for a bunch of the guys who didn't even have a hit out last year against a different team due to COVID and due to no New South Wales Cup, it was a decent game to watch. A lot of attacking football. Defence for both teams missing at times, but it's a first hit out. We can't put too much positive or negative into the performance because a lot of these guys you probably won't see again for a long time, and there wasn't much at stake. Points-wise, club-wise, obviously starting positions, obviously contracts, so I know there were some things at stake, but you know what I'm saying, trial matches, they don't really mean much. Having said that, here I am dissecting it. Make of that what you will.
Porter, straight at them.
So looking at the scoring plays of the match, and there were a lot of tries scored in this contest, Dragons scored the opening two tries, and both of them came up the middle, and that's alarm bells for the club, because in 2020, that was a major problem for them. First try went straight through Pele and Vasquez, and the second try was through both of them, as well as Billy Magulius and Braden Trindle. So a bit of work there for those guys to improve on, and I'll talk about some of the individual players, but just for the scoring plays. After that, we had Nene scoring in the left-hand corner with a great try assist from Luke Metcalf, who was playing fullback. Trindle at halfback then assisted Iroh on the wing, who looked pretty handy. So Nene McDonald then made a really bad error on his own line after a kick. I think he was the first hit up after the kick and the tackle, and the error led straight to the Dragons' try. And even in a trial match, you kind of shudder and go, that's just not good enough. Metcalf then set up a great try for Teague Wilton, who ran a really good line on the left edge and sort of danced his way across the line. That was pretty cool. The Dragons then scored from a little grubber kick 5 metres out through the middle. I guess that's going to happen. Bit of a breakdown there with the kick defenders. And Metcalf then set up Nene McDonald on the left again. And then we saw Trindle set up Gabe Hamlin, who made a great break and had a great game. And he actually passed the ball over the line back to Trindle to score. So that was a nice bit of reward for Trindle, who set up the try assist, who set up the line break that led to the try. So then Trindle again to Hirotti on the right edge. Metcalf going nuts on the left for Iroh again. And the Dragons scored a late dummy half try from a metre out of barge over. But there were some patterns in the way the Sharks scored their tries, and let's talk about some of the individual plays. At fullback, Luke Metcalf had close to man of the match performance. He played a lot of minutes. He was pretty safe at the back, defending the ball. His defense looked okay. Probably the only thing going against him is he's quite small a player, so running the ball back, he's not going to go straight through anyone. He's going to have to go around them. Having said that, he backed up really well in the middle, set up some tries, as you heard just a minute ago, and really threw down the challenge for John Morris, Will Kennedy, and Connor Watson to say, hey, this might be a way for me to break into first grade. Because based on what he did today, and it's only a trial, he wouldn't look out of place in that position for the Sharks. Nene McDonald scored some tries, ran the ball fairly well, but gee, he's got that error in him that really can be costly. And as fans, we'll want to see him improve on that and learn from that. You just can't give out a cheap ball, but particularly in your own 20 metres and on the second tackle, and just literally led to a try. So Nene, not the greatest game. Hirotti was solid, scored a try, didn't do too much wrong from what I saw. And he'll be a backup centre winger, you would think, down the line. Was also the initial goal kicker without a lot of success. Caleb Milne, who I'm pretty sure came to the club as a back rower, tried hard, was involved a lot, but he looked in this game to be missing a bit of a spark. So I'm not quite sure of his contract situation at the moment. You'll have to look that one up. But definitely put in, but not overly impressive in this match. I'll tell you who was, though, and that is Cale Iroh, who has that great surname in the history of rugby league, particularly New Zealand rugby league. He looked pretty good, really solid. Young Gary at the Sharks was telling me he reminds him of, you know, a slightly stockier version of Val Holmes. Very strong running and confident looking winger. Again, just a trial match, but you'd probably throw him in ahead of some of the more experienced backup wingers they have at the moment, based on today's game only. Little Jack A. Williams played 5'8". He has trained at hooker a lot in the summer, but he really played well at 5'8" and set up some tries and was heavily involved. And if he didn't actually get the try assist, he got the pre-line break assist, pre-try assist kind of business, because he was very much involved in the way that Trindle and Metcalf set up the tries. Looks to have put on a little bit of weight, and yeah, again, one of the best players of the Sharks tonight was Jack A. Williams. Braden Trindle took some time to get into the game, I thought, but once he did, he looked really good, set up some tries, kicked reasonably well, took over the goal kicking and had some success. Didn't do too much wrong. I probably wanted him to put his stamp on the game a bit earlier than what he did, but when he did, it was pretty good to watch. So a good hit out from Braden Trindle. Franklin Pele, who I've talked a little bit about in these past few episodes, and a lot of Sharks fans are also talking about him. He looks really fantastic. He didn't have the breakout game we probably hoped he would, But very hard running, breaking tackles, some offloads. I did notice we scored a few tries after some of his hit-ups and play the balls. He needs to improve on his defense in the middle, particularly just chasing the ruck and turning and running. But he's young. He'll get fitter. And that was the only real negative. Aside from probably wanting him to get a little bit more involved. I wanted him to chase the ball a bit more. He waited for the ball to come to him. But very good player. Still has so much ahead of him. And if he's not ready for the first few rounds of NRL, and I'm not suggesting that Bomber Morris will pick him in the first three rounds, but if he's not ready by then, in theory, he should be ready by round 10, round 12, if he gets some Newtown Jets experience. But still really exciting to watch. And watching him in the flesh, just absolute beast. I said to Gary, who I was sitting next to at the Sharks, I said, "What does that guy eat?" And he replied with, "What doesn't he eat?" Kyle Patterson played at hooker, played the majority of the game there. Solid, nothing to write home about in this performance. Can hold his head up high with a very big effort. Plays a very flat style of dummy half, which can be a bit hit and miss. But certainly put in a great effort. I'll definitely say that about Kyle Patterson. Dan Vasquez, who we saw play one NRL game last year, he's all heart. He'll give you everything he's got. Again, like Pele, found out a little bit in the middle early on, but definitely put in. And I think if the Sharks props go down in numbers due to injury, you can call upon Daniel and he'll give you everything he's got. Teague Wilton played huge minutes on the left edge and was pretty solid. Really good performance, actually, in both attack and defense, and just a hard-hitting, classic edge runner. And I think he's going to play a bunch of NRL this year again. I think that he's going to find his groove, and a strong effort from him today. Josh Carr also played big minutes in the second row. Billy Magulius played a lot of the game. I keep saying that about some of these forwards, but Billy Magulius was particularly involved in the first half, trying things creatively in the middle, as well as doing his own hit-ups. Defensively, solid enough, though he was involved with one of the tries down the middle, as I said, that the Dragons scored early. But good attitude from Billy Magulius, and I think at the moment he's still going to be pushing for a spot in the 17. He's close. See which way Bomber goes with team selections in round one. But Magulius, his attitude seemed really good today. On to the reserves, and a couple of guys really stood out. I mean, Monty Raper has great lineage, and he looked good for a young fellow, especially in his position. One of the guys that stole the show for me, and many people watching, I would imagine, number 15, Tom Hazleton. Big, tall, bulky prop, and really made some meters, defended well. Wouldn't be surprised to see him sneak into the top 30 if he has another good trial match and if he keeps putting in off the field. He's from Goulburn. I believe Gavin Miller had something to do with finding him and pushing him our way to the club a few years ago. But yes, Tom Hazleton really stood out for me. Great, great game. So once Jack A. Williams came off, and a young fellow called Cade Dykes came on and played at fullback, and that is D-Y-K-E-S, you know who he's related to. And at fullback, he was pretty creative. Put in a nice little kick that forced a dropout, and definitely some potential there, which is exciting as a Sharks fan with that surname. Ryan Rivett and Jordan Semrani and Josh Finnow, I didn't notice too much being there at the game live. I had my eye on Rivett because he's come with some good raps, and he's very young, very small. But he got a few minutes out there. But yes, 21, who I mentioned earlier in the rundown of the tries being scored, Gabe Hamlin. He's come to the Sharks. I think he's about 24 years old. Don't know if he's even signed with Newtown. I'm not sure of his contract situation. But he was pretty impressive in this game. And he spent some time in England. He had a bit of off-field drama there. He's come back to Australia and he's trialing with us. And based on the trial, he had a super good breakout game. Not related to Braden Hamlin-Ueli, Gabe Hamlin, but let's see where this one goes. It could just be one of those games and a guy we talk about in 10 years' time. Remember Gabe Hamlin? Or it could be someone who, like Royce Hunt, like Talakai, throws it down and says, hey, Bomber, you got to give me a contract. Got to get me in the 30. So Tasha Gale, Sharks played afterwards against the Bulldogs and they got the W, which is great. The Cronulla Sharks are back for 2021 and based on what we saw, they were down 10 or 12 nil, came back. Often happens in a trial match. The one thing I'll say about the trial match was it wasn't four separate teams playing over four separate quarters. There was an A team for the Sharks that probably had 8 to 10 guys and the rest rotated, but it wasn't as chaotic as trials that you watch where it's literally they get one quarter and they're off. So much more evenly contested match because of that, and it was a good chance to watch some of the young guys go around. Another trial match against the Bulldogs in 2 weeks' time. So we've got All-Stars next week and the week after we play the Bulldogs at Kogarah. I think maybe the Jets are playing as well. I'm sure you'll look that up and find that out on your own. So we'll be back with another episode in the coming week, I would hope. And that will be with one of our regular rotating guest hosts. And we'll dissect more of this match and the news that comes from it. And there's obviously a lot of rumours flying around about the coaching ranks. Bomber's come out in the press today and done an interview. Bomber's come out in the press today and had an interview. Shane Flanagan's been interviewed on the subject. So, interesting times. Thanks so much for all the support on the Damien Irvine interview, which was released a few days ago. If you haven't listened to it, please, when you get the time, have a listen to it. It's probably my favourite episode that we've done. I'm biased because Damien's a good mate of mine and his story is one that needs to be heard. But I really appreciate all the feedback from that and I will pass on to Damien the feedback you're giving me to give to him. So many, many thanks. The episode's already one of the most successful we've done and really appreciate it. I say that a lot. I appreciate it and it's because I do. We'll be back very soon with another episode talking about all things Cronulla Sharks. Thanks again for listening. I really, really appreciate it. Can't say it enough. Up the Sharks. 2021. Let's have some fun. Up, up. Slides off because they're coming out with a trophy.